Today, we're going to talk about fostering and visit with CEO of Coyote Hill in Harrisburg. That's Larry McDaniel. Hi, Larry. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Matt. Good to hear from you.
Well, thanks for joining us today. So today we're talking about fostering. Before we get into that, let's talk about Coyote Hill in Harrisburg. What exactly is that facility, and what are some of the different services that are offered at Coyote Hill?
Well, we're a home for abused and neglected children from all over Missouri, but the central Missouri area mainly. We've been here 29 years now, and we serve children who come from hard places, and we work to get them either back with their family or with a kinship placement or perhaps adopted. We specialize in sibling groups, so it's not uncommon to have large sibling groups come to us so we can keep them together. We have about 7 homes here with full-time home parents in each home to serve the children in our care, you know, a mom and dad couple that work there and just create a functional family lifestyle for the kids, because it's so important that they learn that everything that you can teach a child is really much bigger than that one child, because they're going to take that and it's going to impact generations to come. Another thing that we do is, because you can't help everyone, no one can help everyone, but there's a desperate need for foster parents in our mid-Missouri communities. That is also true for Cole County and Callaway County area and those areas. So we started foster care services, and we did that, Matt, to try to change the landscape of foster care. What I mean by that is we just provide full wraparound services where we'll not only recruit, but train, and then license. We're a child placing agency, and then license, and then place children there in your home that will be a good fit for you. And then our family advocates walk through life with these foster parents to make sure that's a success. Very important.
What are some myths about fostering and foster care that maybe the general public might think is the case, but actually isn't true at all?
What we need is more training and support. There's a study that came out, some national research. It was published in the Chronicle of Social Change and many other publications, Matt. And it shows that almost half of all foster parents nationwide quit in their first year fostering. And this is many times due to a lack of support and isolation. And so foster parents hear this and they think, oh my gosh, I'm going to be on my own. I don't have the training to do this. I don't know how to do it. And so what we've started doing with foster care services is saying, look, we will give you all the training you need, and then we're not going to just leave you alone. We're going to walk through life with you in this with our family advocates. And this is so important. You can imagine the devastating impact it has on the availability of needed services for abused and neglected children when half your foster parents are quitting every year. And then perhaps the foster children need to be moved to another home or another location, and there's just more trauma. We've got to stop that, and that's what we're doing, and we are excited about coming to Jefferson City and Cole County and Callaway County to work in this area alongside others who are there as well.
COVID-19 pandemic has changed pretty much everything for all of us. How has COVID-19 affected Coyote Hill and really just fostering and foster care in general?
Well, it certainly changed it. That's why the upcoming training, these trainings used to always be done in person, and Coyote Hill was one of the first people approved to do them virtually. So we have a upcoming foster parent training that is all virtual. And COVID, you know, did that, obviously, so that it makes it actually more accessible for people so they can get to it, to this training from their own home. It's obviously changed, you know, a lot of things, for example, with fundraising and events. For a while, Coyote Hill was asked by the Children's Division, and we did this. We created a space, a home, for any children that might need to, that might need a safe place to be a child, for them to come, and that might have been exposed to COVID, so that we had a place for them to come and be protected and quarantined and things like that. So it's definitely changed some things, but here's the good news is you just adapt and you move forward. I mean, you know, the need doesn't go away. It doesn't disappear. So you've got to adapt and figure out, okay, how are we going to do this? How are we going to get this done?
We're visiting with Larry McDaniel, CEO of Coyote Hill in Harrisburg. Let's talk more about this virtual training and event going on. What are some more details about it? It looks like it begins on September 14th.
Yes, it does. September 14th, that's a Monday, and it goes for 9 weeks. For on Mondays, September 14th when it starts, goes from 5:30 to 8:30 on Monday evenings. And if you want to get in on that or learn more about it, just call us at Coyote Hill at 573-874-0179 and tell them that you want to know more about the upcoming virtual foster parent training. Or you can just go online at coyotehill.org and look under the foster care tab and find out information about it or sign up for it or get more information, whatever you want to do. That's at coyotehill.org.
What are some things that Coyote Hill looks at when it comes to having foster parents help out with kids and take kids in and help them when it comes to fostering?
Well, what we look at in foster parents are, you know, people who are just willing to commit some time in their life to help another child, you know, have a safe place and help them have a future. And that, you know, it obviously takes some time. It takes some commitment. They may have children of their own. They may not. It could go either way. That doesn't matter. But just people that are willing to make room in their life. And then we're going to do everything we can to make sure that that's a success. Sometimes you don't have to be, you know, sometimes foster parents are young. Sometimes they're older. Sometimes they have kids. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they're single. You know, you can be a single mom or whatever and be a foster parent. So that's pretty wide open. It's more, do you have the passion and the willingness to make room in your life for someone else who really needs a safe place?
You mentioned passion. What are maybe some of the benefits and rewards when it comes to being a foster parent? I mean, I imagine it's kind of giving a lot of kids just some type of normalcy.
Absolutely. And the other thing is, Matt, you don't always see the result immediately. I mean, we've learned here at Coyote Hill, sometimes we're not going to see the result of everything we invest into the life of children for a few years until they get out, they start living life, and they get married and have a family, and then they find us and or look us up or give us a call and say, you know what, thank you. You made the difference. You showed me how to make this happen and how to have a functional family that I'm proud of and that are proud of me. And so that doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't, you know, for any of us and not even for our own kids. So, but the rewards of just seeing a kid that come from a place where it's not safe, kids from a hard place, and seeing them smile and seeing them start to show an interest in school and developing healthy relationships and become more of a part of the community is just tremendous to me. I just love to see it every time I do.
Coyote Hill, located in Harrisburg in Boone County, but you're expanding into other counties. Why do you feel like it's important for Coyote Hill to kind of grow in other cities like Jefferson City and other surrounding communities as well?
Yes. We have been here, like I said, about 29 years and developed a model of foster parenting and parenting that has proven to be very successful. You know, we've served over 600 children. And we, in the last year, got a child placing license. We're an accredited agency, got a child placing license and said, you know what, you can't help everyone here. We need to spread this around and we need to come up with a model that you can reproduce in any community. We're training foster parents in Randolph County, Callaway County, Cooper County, Fayette, Howard County, you know, all around. We're looking at starting some training in the areas down around Laclede and Pulaski County. The need down there is over twice as great as it is in many other parts of the state. But in Jeff City, specifically in Cole County, there's a group of people in Jeff City who are very excited about seeing something come to fruition there, perhaps even, you know, a larger campus, actually, to get Coyote Hill going there in the way that we have it here to serve that community. And you've got people in the community getting excited about this and being supportive, and you're going to make it a Jeff City thing. It's going to be your own thing, and it's going to raise up organically, and I can't wait to see how this develops in the coming months and years.
What are some of the benefits for a foster parent to go through an organization like Coyote Hill rather than maybe do it on their own? Because it sounds like just the resources and the support is a huge asset.
It is. That is the big reason. It's the big reason, Matt, why so many foster parents quit in the first year. And you know, we're not saying at all that anyone else is doing anything wrong. It was just saying, you know, it takes more than one person to try to change the world. And what we have is a model where we basically, as we say, walk through life with these people. And so what we do in all the training and support is it makes a huge difference when the foster parent doesn't feel like they're left on their own. And we do this by raising well over 80% of our own funding from the local community so that we can indeed follow through, you know, on these things and help these foster parents be the success that they want to be.
Once again, let's highlight the meeting that will start, online virtual meeting that starts on September 14th. It's called STARS Class.
And that's the class that you take if you live in this area to be a foster parent. And included in that is also certification, I believe, for elevated needs. And that's important as well. We have great trainers, people who are very dedicated to it. It's going to be virtual, and you can find out more information by just going to coyotehill.org or just call us, tell us what you want to do, and we'll get you in touch with the right people. But if you've ever thought about being a foster parent, you need to check us out. We're gonna walk through life with you, and we're gonna do it for the sake of the children that need a safe place to be a child. And it's gonna make a difference. It's gonna change Jeff City. I promise you that.
Well, thank you for everything that you guys are doing. And if anybody would like more information, I imagine the website and the phone number, best resource and best way to contact you guys.
That phone number is 573-874-0179, and the website's coyotehill.org.
All right. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Matt, thank you very much, and we'll be talking to you again.
That is CEO of Coyote Hill in Harrisburg, Larry McDaniel, joining us on the radio.